Local Talk, where we look at the people, the stories, and the events of Central Iowa. I'm your host for today, Ursula Rudenberg, and my co-host today is Andrea Baish. Andrea, hello, Andrea.
Hi, how are you?
And Andrea, you are a student at Iowa State University in the Sustainable Agriculture Department?
I'm in the Department of Agronomy, and I'm the graduate program of Sustainable Agriculture.
And you're one of the people who's been very instrumental in organizing Food Day, which is coming up next week. And so the topic of today's show is really going to be food. First of all, what is Food Day?
Food Day is like Earth Day for food. It's a day event. It's a nationwide initiative. It was started in 2011 by the Center for Science in the Public Interest in Washington, D.C. So the center focuses primarily on health and nutrition issues in the food system. But they realize that there is this growing movement, more of a concern amongst the public for, you know, concerns about obesity and diet-related disorders, about agricultural policy, about rights for farm workers. So there's an interplay of all of these things in our food system. Even in this country of a plenty, we still have many people who are hungry. Even in the state of Iowa, we have like 300,000 people who are hungry, who are classified as food insecure by the USDA. There are people who are not served by our current food system. And so the center decided they were going to branch out somewhat in their goals and created Food Day. And so Food Day will happen every year on October 24th. So we think Food Day is really exciting because it's a targeted day to talk about all of those concerns and issues that people have in the food system. But I should also say, too, it's meant to be a celebration of foods.
So what is going to happen?
So we started with events earlier in the week. The Sustainable Ag Student Association and Occupy Ames planned a really great event on Monday evening in the Union. They had the Korean Women's Peasants Association president, a woman from Korea, who was, her and her organization were awarded the Food Sovereignty Prize for 2012, which is Food Sovereignty Prize is in its fourth year of being awarded and is meant to honor a coalition of people who, you know, not just one person or a technological solution that's helping, you know, feed people, reduce poverty, but a whole group of people who are doing that. So they came in and spoke on campus on Monday.
Two of our reporters, Rick Morrison and Cynthia McClure, went to record that event. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to a little bit of that right now.
Hello everyone, I'm Jeom Ok Park, president of Korean Women's Peasants Association. Since I was elected as president of KWPA in January 2011, I am leading the organization with the support of many dedicated members. And personally, I'm a farmer growing onions, garlics, and rice in the southern part of Korea. I have also been engaging in a campaign to preserve 10 native rice varieties with people in my region. KWPA was founded in 1989. It was established by women peasants to mobilize the united power of women peasants, and its goal is to improve political, economic, and social status of women farmers, as well as enhancing their human rights. The organization aims to achieve development in agricultural communities and social changes for everyone. We established town-based communities for women peasants in order to secure their rights while encouraging sustainable practices. We are also running a campaign to preserve native seeds and retrieve the right to seed in the hands of farmers. We are working together with many civil society groups and consumers. We are also working together with organizations that are working for environmental, women's, and people's issues.
저는 지금 이 순간에도 세계 곳곳에서 땀
At this very moment, women farmers around the world are working hard to produce the most vital element of human survival, food. And I'd like to share the honor of the Food Sovereignty Prize with all the women farmers around the world. I'm sure women farmers can become the seeds of changes toward a new society. We will continue our effort to spread the idea of food sovereignty to every corner of the world and to establish it as a shared value for all.
Thank you very much.
This is Ursula Rudenberg for KHOI, and I'm here with Andrea Baish from Iowa State University. It was wonderful to have the Korean representative here in Ames to make that connection to the rest of the world, that this is something that people all over the world are dealing with in many, many different ways, and that it's a worldwide issue.
I mean, that's something that host George Naylor touched on several times in the event on Monday night, that you know what he has experienced in Iowa and the changing of some farmers getting larger and other farmers disappearing. And those themes are seen throughout the world, and that you know we can find common ground and use you know some of these positive models for change in our own community.
Who awards the Food Sovereignty Prize?
So the Food Sovereignty Prize has been championed and awarded by Why Hunger. They're an international organization started in 1975. They're based in New York. Their mission is to end hunger and poverty by connecting people to nutritious, affordable food and seeking grassroots solutions for self-reliance and empowerment. And I thought there were some really nice snippets that I wanted to share from the Why Hunger event. They hosted the prize about a week and a half ago now in New York. Musician, artist, activist Tom Morello, who attended Why Hunger's award, said he's supporting these efforts because, quote, hunger is violence, hunger is terror, hunger in a world where there is plenty is a crime. And he said about the honorees, which I thought also was beautiful, that they are living proof that history is not made by presidents, popes, supreme courts, and prime ministers. Anyone can stand in their place and time and create a world that they dream of.
If I slip away from you,
said bar, smiling happiness into who you are. Sorry you can't write no brand new love songs. Why don't we just get along? Baby, I love you. And it lately washes over me like water from a cold fed stream. I'm too in love to make it into work today, though it's a sin, baby, I love you. I think I'll stay up the street from you.
Last year, John Dean, who is also a graduate student in the Sustainable Agriculture Program, he is secretary for the board of the Iowa Food Systems Council. He came to the Sustainable Ag Student Association and said, is there anyone who wants to help, you know, plan some events on Food Day? Because the Food Systems Council had been working to plan events in Iowa and beyond. And so he said we should obviously be doing something at Iowa State. And so we were off and running in 2011 on Food Day, but we really wanted to try in 2012 to engage a broader community on campus.
I spoke with John Dean, and he described the Food Systems Council. So Great. Let's hear what he has to say. I'm here with John Dean, a graduate student at Iowa State in Community and Regional Planning and Sustainable Agriculture. John, you're with the Iowa Food Systems Council, and they are planning events for Food Day.
That's right.
Why don't you tell us what the Iowa Food Systems Council is?
Well, the Iowa Food Systems Council is a 501c3 nonprofit and the member-based organization that works throughout the state of Iowa in developing and strengthening Iowa's food system. We're one of the few nonprofit state food policy councils in the country. And so we're kind of blazing our own path. So just a quick history of Iowa. It's important for people to realize the unique food systems history of Iowa. Iowa was the second state in the country to create a food policy council. That happened in 2000 under Governor Vilsack. That type of food policy council is an executive order, had never been created ever.
And what was its purpose?
Its purpose was to identify ways that the state of Iowa can help producers and consumers of the food system, you know, especially, for example, on health and food security. And that ended in 2006 because Governor Vilsack left office and the executive order was tied to his administration. And so stakeholders involved in the original Iowa Food Policy Council kept that conversation going of the state of Iowa really needs to continue to strengthen its food system. So we're the first state in the country to have a second state food policy council. And that second one is called the Iowa Food Systems Council.
A government function that ended was then picked up by citizens?
Absolutely. It's a great example of something that happened at the government level that may not be sustainable for the long term. But I guess it leaves a legacy of conversations and dialogue. And so that dialogue continued to create the current structure of the Iowa Food Systems Council. It's extremely unique. It's never happened anywhere else in the country. Iowa, we should feel proud that we have people in Iowa that feel so strongly about the food system at the state level.
And does it still have the cooperation of people within the government?
It sure does. We have, at this point, I believe, 8 state members that work within the state government.
And where around the state are there members?
Throughout the state, all regions. So a food system, for those unfamiliar with the term, which is, it's kind of, I guess it's grown in popularity, but it's still kind of on the edge of popular terms. The food system is everything that goes from the production of food, from the creation of a seed and the planting of the seed, all the way up to the consumption or the eating of food. Maybe just, for example, around Ames, there might be some farms where people can go in and be a part of a community-supported agricultural program, or a regional food system where people are creating coalitions to create organizations that focus on strengthening that food system.
So who are these people that participate in this?
Folks who work at the state, for example, the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship or the Iowa Department of Public Health. And also people working for grassroots organizations such as the Iowa Farmers Union, Practical Farmers of Iowa, and also people just who are advocates and just like to eat good food. Sometimes they're farmers, sometimes they just like to shop and have healthy choices and affordable choices. Anybody can be a member of the Food Systems Council.
Why don't you describe the main activities that the council does?
Nourish and empower folks at the local levels. We offer expertise to folks who might be interested in starting organizations or projects.
So are you saying the Food Council offers expertise to people that want to start local projects that have to do with food?
Yes. For example, last month we were in the Amana colonies, and there is a pie factory. Our meeting was held at their factory. And so we went in, we saw the people making these homemade pies by hand, and it was incredible. And we asked them what kind of assistance they would need from the state of Iowa, regulations for distribution and trying to keep things local.
Is the Food Council a way to make a connection between statewide infrastructure and local projects that...
Absolutely. And the Iowa Food Systems Council is comprised of 5 work groups that members can join. So we have an environmental group. What can the food system do to help improve the environment, from soil science to water quality? A second group is public policy. So they work on what can the state of Iowa do at the state level, the governance level, and also at the local governance levels to improve the food system. A third group is fair food and farming. they focus on social justice issues. Are we making sure that there are opportunities for all people to possibly go into farming, go to a grocery store and eat what they want to eat? You know, is affordable to them? Another work group is the student work group. The student group focuses on developing student-led issues and concerns through their universities and colleges. Bringing local produce into their dining services would be an example of something that the student work group can do. The other one is the economic work group. And so the economic work group focuses on economics of the food system. Again, this kind of goes into a little bit of all the other work groups, but especially distribution.
So if somebody wants to get involved, how do they do that?
So if you're interested in being involved in the Iowa Food Systems Council, you can go to the website of the council. It's iowafoodsystemscouncil.org. We also have monthly meetings, so you can attend monthly meetings, which are on our website, the schedule is. And we also, just very quickly, we have our annual meeting. It will be held November 16th, that's a Friday, in Marshalltown. And that will be an all-day event, and it's called the Healthy People, Healthy Farms Conference, to talk about what it means to have healthy, you know, how healthy farms can help build healthy and more resilient communities, and what people can do to make that happen. If you're just interested in networking, then this is a perfect meeting for you, and meeting stakeholders throughout the state that really care about our food system, and we could put you in touch with greater resources. We have a representative from Practical Farmers of Iowa there at every meeting. We have a representative of the Iowa Farmers Union. We have representatives from the state of Iowa. If you're trying to start a farmer's market and you have questions about food safety and what are the rules with farmer's markets, and it's really hard information to get. When you go on the state of Iowa's website, it's a labyrinth, you know, and mm-hmm. So you go to that meeting, you're going to be told directly from people that have started farmer's markets and people who work from the state what you can and cannot do.
I'm here with John Dean. John, you're with the Iowa Food Systems Council. Why are you doing this?
I'm a graduate student in both the Community Regional Planning and Sustainable Agriculture programs. So I'm getting, it's a dual degree program. It just started 2 years ago. And the idea of the program at Iowa State, it's the only one in the country, actually. And the idea is to link city planning and urban planning with the food system. And so strengthening the food system, which is amazingly something that is not discussed enough in city planning. It encompasses rural development and urban development and community gardens and lawn land use. So it's really a planning issue. The Food Systems Council, to me, represents what I want to see a future. I want to see a more resilient state that can feed itself. Almost all of the land here is corn and soy. What I want to see is a state that can feed itself, that can grow all its food that we need, and I have no doubt that Iowa can. To get there, we need to work, I believe, at the local level, but you need cooperation with the state level. And so I think the Iowa Food Systems Council is a perfect mediator between those levels, and that's why I'm involved. And that's why, to me, the Iowa Food Systems Council really represents what I see as the future, is a bright future of the state of Iowa.
And why did you become concerned about food?
You know, it's interesting. So after my bachelor's degree, I moved out to a rural town in Oregon. It was great. I was a city planner. I worked for the city community development department. And for some reason, I started reading this book called Omnivore's Dilemma. It was a great book. And it was the first time I'd ever thought about food. And I lived in an agricultural region in eastern Oregon, and never once had anybody ever talked about food. And I earned a bachelor's degree in city planning, and never once in any of my classes did anybody ever talk about food. The only gardening experience I ever had was my mom's garden and using the weed whacker. I mean, the only thing I did was weed whack. I decided at that moment after reading Omnivore's Dilemma, a few months later I moved down to California and worked on a farm. And I wanted to get that farming experience because I felt like it was something that was really missing. I worked on a farm, and then I realized that I want to help farmers. And my skills are still in city planning, so I wanted to mix the two. And so that's why I came to this program. And it's perfect for me. If you want to study agriculture, you want to come to Iowa, because this is where I need to learn about the food system. Because if it changes in Iowa, it can change anywhere in the world. It's the most agriculturally dependent state in the country. And economically, perhaps culturally, historically, if we can try to work towards a future where it's agriculturally diverse, then if it can work in Iowa, it can work anywhere in the world. And so that's why I think if I can help see this change in Iowa, I have the skills to go anywhere in the world and help bring those changes as well.
Okay, so what is the Food Systems Council going to be doing on Food Day?
So the Iowa Food Systems Council is hosting an event on October 20th at St. Timothy's Episcopal Church, which is in West Des Moines, located at 1020 24th Street, which is on the corner of 24th and Ashworth. The event will be from 9 to noon. We have at least a dozen fruit trees we need to plant, and these will be, fruit-bearing trees. The garden is part of Des Moines Metro Area Religious Council. The proceeds from the garden, some of the proceeds, go to food pantries across the Des Moines area, and we're asking people who want to volunteer and participate in the event to bring fruit juice, 100% fruit juice that can be donated to the food pantry, so because that's one of the top items that they're looking for, especially healthy fruit juice. Just to reiterate, I hope to see you all in dirty pants and dirty gloves after you help us on Saturday in West Des Moines on October 20th from 9 to noon at St. Timothy's Episcopal Church, which is at 1020 24th Street on the corner of Ashworth and West Des Moines. We'll be hosting a fruit tree planting and preparing the community garden for the upcoming winter. And also, if you have any 100% fruit juice, that will be taken in as a donation to the food pantry.
Okay, thank you. This is Ursula Rudenberg for KHOI, and I'm here with Angie Carter. Hi, Angie.
Hi, Ursula.
Angie is with the Sustainable Agriculture Department at Iowa State. You're a graduate student, is that correct?
Yes, I'm a PhD student in Sustainable Agriculture and Rural Sociology at Iowa State.
And you are also with the Sustainable Agriculture Student Association.
Yes, the Sustainable Agriculture Student Association is our student club in the Sustainable Ag program, and it consists of students from many different departments on campus who are an interdisciplinary program. So I'm in it from sociology. There are students who are involved who are from agronomy, horticulture, community regional planning. We even have creative writing students sometimes. It's just a really diverse group of students who are all in the Sustainable Ag program.
And what is the mission of the Student Association?
We engage in the community in different ways through projects. For example, we help with a student organic farm. We serve meals and make meals at Food at First once a month. This year, we're co-sponsoring events for Food Day for the second time. We started that last year on campus, and we just try to engage the sustainability that we're studying in our program with our community in active ways, so that the science that we're learning and we're doing in our studies is also applied to our engagement in the community.
How long has the association been around?
That's a good question. It's phased in and out depending on student participation, but our degree program has been around for 10 years. This is the 11th year, actually. We had our 10-year anniversary last year, and it's the first program in the nation to offer both master's and PhD level degrees in sustainable agriculture, and it remains the only program that's offering those degrees. And so with the creation of that interdisciplinary program at Iowa State, students started the student association so that we would have a place to work together on projects in our community.
Can you briefly describe what the Sustainable Agriculture Department does or teaches?
We're an interdisciplinary program, so we don't have a specific department. We're made up of many different departments. And so students come from the College of Ag and Life Sciences, liberal arts and science, engineering, community regional planning, and the design college. So we have a lot of different departments and colleges involved and represented as students and faculty members. And we're studying sustainable agriculture. And within our program, there are probably many different and sometimes differing beliefs and practices about what sustainable agriculture is or does or can do. And we're all working together and debating and learning together about how we can create a more sustainable agricultural system in the United States and at a global level.
You were involved with the event last week, October 15th, which was the Food Sovereignty event. As I understand it, the Sustainable Agriculture Student Association co-sponsored this with Occupy Ames.
Yes, this was the kickoff for our National Food Day events that we're organizing at Iowa State. The Sustainable Ag Student Association planning two events in honor of Food Day. We're working with a number of other student organizations on campus so that we have a whole week and a half of events leading up to October 24th, Food Day. And our kickoff for Food Day was this event on October 15th, and it was called Food Sovereignty, A Different Vision for Feeding the World. And we were really honored to host the 2012 World Food Sovereignty Prize winners. So food security is a big concern, and there are a lot of people hungry. And so we were talking together about why that is and different ways that you might solve that at a community level so that you're empowering people to feed themselves and create food systems that are representative of their beliefs and values. We were really interested in the question of corporate influence in our food system and how we can raise more awareness about that and the impacts that that may have, far beyond the United States on people who are just trying to develop healthy food systems in their own countries.
Why are you doing this?
As a sustainable ag student, I'm really interested in working with the community to create sustainable change. And so Food Day was one way that I could work with my fellow students on campus and help bring some of the national and global problems that we have with our food system home to Ames and home to Iowa State so that we could talk about these questions together. Some of us have been really involved in other community issues that have come up, and we've learned that the research that we do and the questions that we have at Iowa State can have global influence. And so it was really inspiring. We learned a lot by hearing these stories from the Korean Women's Peasant Association about, you know, the small actions that they've taken that have had really big impact on their national food system. I'm a seventh generation Iowan, so I've been in Iowa for a long time, but it's really exciting to be back in my home state and to be back in Ames and to be working with so many people who are motivated and inspired to create change in our food system to make it a healthier food system so that in feeding the world, you know, we're really conscious of what that means and the message it carries, but also how we might work with others so that they're feeding themselves. And it's really a community change. It's not something that's driven by corporations or a specific research agenda. I think that there are many different visions for how the world might be fed, and we were really lucky to hear one of them on Monday evening. Usually at Iowa State, it's a very specific vision about how the world should be fed, and it's one that's through a really intensely input-driven model of agriculture that we are exporting to the developing world, and I don't know that we're always really conscious or aware of the consequences of that. Having the Korean Women Peasants Association here gave us a different vision of a type of agriculture that is smaller scale, that they are saving their seeds, they're working really hard to try to preserve the biodiversity of their system, and they're feeding themselves at the same time. We're seeing starts of that in Iowa. The Iowa Food System Council, the local RC&Ds, the food system groups that have been coordinated by the Leopold Center. There are many different examples in Iowa of how regional or community food systems are being created or formed or have been in place for some time now, and that's really exciting to see. I think here in Ames we're really lucky to have Farm to Folk. That is a community-supported agriculture subscription service. And so you can become a member of Farm to Folk and you can buy food from your local farmers based on what your needs are for the coming weeks and come together with your neighbors to pick up the food that you need at a common location and get to know your farmers. And, you know, that model wouldn't work everywhere. I mean, we're really lucky in Iowa that we can grow all these different types of food here and we still have good soil and we still have good water. But it's great to see these community solutions.
I'm speaking with Angie Carter, who's a graduate student at Iowa State with the Sustainable Agriculture Program, and she's also part of the Sustainable Agriculture Students Association and helped with the food sovereignty event that was on October 15th. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, Ursula.
There's a place called Kansas. There's There's a place called Nebraska. There's a place called Kentucky. There's a place called Alaska. But I'd hope you know when you hear us say, oh, oh, I am. We come from a little land you might have heard of called Iowa. I got a friend named John. Of a brook in which I wash my old hands. Oh, and every rock at the bottom has a name, and each one has made me a new man. Ah, yeah, the rocks at the bottom of the brook in whose cold, clean water is the sun to sparkle in. I'm talking about the rocks at the bottom of the brook in whose cold, clean water is the sun to sparkle in. Now there's a place called Kansas, there's a place called Nebraska, there's a place called Kentucky, there's a place called Alaska, but I'd hope you know when you hear us say, oh, Ohio. Yeah, we come from a little land you might have heard of, we call it Iowa. Now we're so lonely, we're so lonely, feels all right to be lonely with you.
This is Ursula Rudenberg for KHOI, and I'm here with Andrea Baish from Iowa State University. You have been very involved with Food Day and helping to organize it. So last year was your first year of doing this. So what have you done this year?
What we're doing this year, you know, so we started back in the winter and spring meeting with different groups and gathered energy along the way and picked up people who were very interested in participating, collaborating. ISU Dining Surfaces already does phenomenal work in terms of sustainability. They have a wonderful farm to ISU program where they source from local producers and feature them in different meals. And so they got on board with us and said, you know, we'll feature some local meals and, you know, bring in some farmers. This is the work of Courtney Long, is the sustainability director for Dining Services.
And Courtney actually came in too to describe what her program is doing. And so let me play a little bit of what she had to say about that.
Great.
I'm here with Courtney Long, who is the
sustainability coordinator for ISU Dining.
So welcome, Courtney.
Thank you.
First of all, Courtney, what is the ISU Dining sustainability?
So within ISU Dining, we have several different sustainability programs. We have a Farm to ISU program, which is our local foods program where we buy from farmers around the state of Iowa. That's kind of our definition for local. ISU Dining serves all the dining centers, the cafes. We have a ton of staff. We have students, we have purchasers, we have managers, so there's a lot of people involved in ISU Dining. It's all in-house with ISU.
What do you do?
So I help coordinate the programs with the outreach with students. I work with the Farm to ISU program, so I also get to go out to farms, and we try to do field days and farm tours. We have a compost program, we have a waste reduction program, we've done tray lists to go. We just have lots of initiatives going on right now. We're going to have a compost day event on November 10th. This will be centered around ISU Dining's efforts to compost their food. So it'll be a tour of our facilities and how we separate the compost, what that looks like. And then we'll go out to the compost site, tour that. And then we're actually going to Ryman Gardens to see how they use the compost. Also, on November 27th, and this is open to the public, we'll have a sustainability panel, and it should be about 7 to 8:30 p.m. So that will be a panel of the experts involved in our sustainability initiatives at ISU. That will be at the Memorial Union.
And what is the overall mission of ISU Dining Sustainability?
depending on whether it's for Farmed ISU. Our mission is to increase our local purchases and contribute to the local economy, meet those farmers that we're purchasing from, and also contribute to the, you know, the connection between Ames and the rural communities, as well as the connection for students back to the farm, as well as the Ames community. We try to be as sustainable as we can, and obviously that includes a lot of different aspects, economically, environmentally, and socially.
So why was the program created?
It started as a way to incorporate local food into our dining centers, and now it's just evolved over the last 5 years. So, and it was, uh-huh. and at that time, was a student coordinator. So for the first 5 years, it was run by a student.
So what kind of food do you buy from farmers around here?
We have produce contracts. We work with the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship with a specialty crop grant. So we are working on increasing our specialty crops, so fruits, nuts, and vegetables with local farmers. Apples, we get, we have a carrot contract. We get peppers, cucumbers, tomatoes, you name it. We're trying to source a lot of local vegetables. Nuts have not happened. We do get mushrooms. Then we also source a lot of meat and dairy from local farms as well. So that's obviously very high in Iowa. So that's a great way that we get to contribute back to the economy too.
And you said Iowa State has an organic farm?
They sure do.
Mm-hmm. Where is it?
The Student Organic Farm is out in Gilbert. If you take Highway 69 and take a right at that Casey's onto the gravel, the horticulture station is a research farm, but they also house the student organic farm. Actually, we purchased from the horticulture farm through ISU Dining, and we have in the past, the student organic farm is run as a CSA, so the community can purchase shares. And then we also do field visits where, like this summer, we went out to Wilbur's farm in Boone, Iowa, and helped with weeds and helped with what they were planting and whatever, you know, they had a need for that day. We also went to Tabletop in Nevada, Iowa. So that's kind of a staff to farm thing. And then we also hosted a farm crawl with students and dining staff again, where we went and saw three different farms. We went to Wilbur's, DeMoss Pumpkin Farm in Gilbert, and then Tabletop. So.
And why do you do that?
To learn about what's going on farm. It's a really great connection. It's a great learning experience for us, and hopefully that communication, you know, there's a connection between both sides.
So the program we were talking about right now is Farmed ISU.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the sustainability coordinator, mm-hmm. do you do other things?
Yeah. So I work with Farmed ISU as well as like our composting program, which we're having an event for that on November 10th for the compost day, where we'll go tour the site. We have a compost site out by our ISU dairy. So all of our food waste is when it's sorted and composted. And we also have other items that get composted. There's cups and forks and things like that that are compostable. So we compost those. We also recycle paper, plastic, cardboard, things like that. We have a recycling program for those. We work with energy reduction, whether it's, you know, utilities, or we're working with window tinting, different elements in the kitchens. And we have a to-go program so students can come through and reuse their containers and bring it back home. So those fill-ups, you know, you get a small discount for reusing and not getting a new cup every time.
Do you feel that ISU Dining is a model for a sustainable approach to providing food to students?
I do. I think it is one of the really great dining programs around, and I think there's just really unique aspect to how involved students can be, and there's connections that can be made.
If somebody wants to find out about the program,
yeah,
where should they go?
Yeah, they can contact me. My name's, again, Courtney Long, and they can email me at farm2isu@iastate.edu, farm2isu@iastate.edu. Or just to find out about the web's information, you can go to the website, and that's www.dining.iastate.edu/farm. And they also have sustainability programs on there, too.
So you're planning an event for Food Day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah. So this year, Food Day and Sustainability Day happen on the same time. It's October 24th. So October 24th, we're going to have organizations that are with food accessibility come to one of our dining centers conversations. From 5:30 to 7:30, they'll host informational booths. This event happens to be inside the dining center, so it'll be around a meal, and then these organizations will have booths where they can talk to students. So Food at First will be there. We have a donation program with them. SHOP, a student organization on campus for canned goods, will be there. There is going to be Ag Arts, the Student Organic Farm, student organizations, as well as some of the community organizations around Ames. Talk to students, let them know what's around and, you know, how to get involved, how to volunteer, or just if they need resources, what's available.
That's on October 24th at?
At 5:30 to 7:30 at Conversations.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Courtney, why are you doing this at all? Why did you study
sustainable agriculture.
Why did you do that?
I did landscape architecture for my bachelor's and got really interested in community gardens, accessibility to food through beautiful landscapes, and that opportunity to create accessible food in the landscape. And so then I went back and studied sustainable agriculture.
And what inspired you to think about that?
I worked with a community in Des Moines with school gardens and community gardens, and it involved transforming their landscape in this community to include recreation, to include healthy food and healthy living. And my project or my idea for the area was to landscape the space to include edible food. It was in a low-income area where it was a food desert. The only place they had access to food was a gas station or maybe some fast food areas. There was no grocery store, nothing like that. So, you know, my idea was just to incorporate some food that was available and to get people together, whether that was urban chickens or whether that was produce or apple trees or, you know, you have it. That was how my design started. And so I got very excited about that and decided to go back to school for agriculture to learn more about the food system and how that played a role in people being able to access food. So I studied urban food and urban agriculture and went to Cuba and saw
a whole lot of the food in the city limits of Havana.
Yeah, they were basically forced to because of the peak oil crisis and things like that. So they found their own methods to grow their food. We learned a lot about how people can come together to make things happen.
I've been speaking with Courtney Long. Courtney is the ISU Dining Sustainability Coordinator, and she's working with Farm to ISU and a number of other programs that have to do with connections with farmers and sustainability practices at Iowa State. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
That was Courtney Long talking about what Dining Services at Iowa State is doing for Food Day. And my co-host today is Andrea Baish. And you're one of the people who's been very instrumental in organizing Food Day. What else is going to be happening during this coming week?
On Food Day, on the 24th, the main event, there will be several things happening. One of those things is a collaboration with the Sustainability Office celebrating National Campus Sustainability Day, which also happens to be the same day, October 24th. So they will be set up outside of the library on campus in the free speech zone. They're going to have a lot of different groups, reusable coffee mugs and reusable bags, and the solar-powered car that the engineering students have put together is going to be out on display. So things like that. So it's the opportunity for various student organizations, again, to highlight what they're doing around sustainability. So there'll be some food groups there, and also some, you know, just more general environmental groups that will be out at that display. Another exciting thing that's happening on the 24th, several of the food science, human nutrition undergraduate students, along with the Student Organic Farm, are going to have a display outside of McKay Hall on the South Lawn. And so they're really sharing their love of food. They're going to be doing canning demonstrations. They're going to be giving out recipes, busting myths about food science and having information about healthy eating. So you know, they, again, the administration in that department was really supportive of Food Day, got us in touch with some of the undergraduate student leaders, and they were really keen to plan events too. So this is their way of celebrating Food Day.
So, say your name?
Lauren Ingebrand.
Okay. I'm here with Lauren Ingebrand, who is an ISU student. And you're involved with a number of clubs at Iowa State that concerned with food and farming. Can you describe the different clubs you're involved with?
Sure. I'm involved in the Culinary Science Club and also the Food Science Club. And we're working in conjunction with the Student Organic Farm and the Nutrition Club, as well as the Student Dietetic Association, to host an event for Food Day.
One of the things I've learned about Food Day is there's a lot of different associations and clubs coming out of Iowa State that concern themselves with the issue of farming and food and sustainability. Yeah. So why are you involved with all these different clubs?
Well, I had a passion for food since high school when I started taking some cooking classes and just fell in love with food and just the way it brings people together. And I just love enjoying sharing delicious food and conversation. So I came into Iowa State and culinary science was a brand new major. So I helped get the club going. So we started it my freshman year. We host a variety of events. We help out with the Food and Wine Expo in Des Moines. We also do fundraisers.
Does Food Day have any meaning to you?
Definitely. Food Day to me means it's a time to stop and think about where our food is coming from and to rather than grabbing food on campus and running between classes, is to take a moment to think about where our food is coming from and to thank the farmers that bring it to our table every day and to take time to re-envision the food system and where it's headed. Just educate consumers who may not be thinking about these things. And just a time to come together and celebrate the joys of food and think about the future of food and what we want to provide for our children and futures.
Are you doing anything for Food Day specifically?
Yes, as part of the Culinary Science Club, we organized an event on the South McKay Lawn at 10 a.m. on Food Day, which is October 24th. It's Wednesday. We are having...
At what time?
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we are having a booth where the Culinary Science Club is demonstrating how to make different salad dressings. We're making a balsamic vinaigrette and an Asian carrot ginger salad dressing. We'll be demonstrating how to make those and talking a little bit about emulsions and emulsifiers, showing how to make those at home for a healthy alternative and a cheap alternative for store-bought.
You're also involved with the Window Farms.
Yeah, that's my personal honors project that I'm doing. And my goal for that project is to take the knowledge that's on hydroponics, which is growing plants with water instead of soil, and using that growing method to create a window farm that can be used by Iowa State students in apartments and dorm rooms. So
what is a window farm?
A window farm is a hydroponic growing apparatus that uses vertical growing, so it can be made out of pop bottles and different recycled materials that you can find in your home, and basically it hangs or stands on your windowsill, and then a pump pumps water up to the top and then it trickles down, and with some added nutrients that can be the method that you grow your food. There's plans all around. There's one website that takes people's plans from all around the world where they share. It's called R&DIY, which stands for Research and Develop It Yourself. And so people from all over the world can post on this website what they've been working on and what works and what doesn't. So I'm taking their knowledge and their previous plans and putting together window farm from the different materials that you can get in Ames, looking at it from a student's perspective, trying to figure out what would work best for someone with a limited budget and maybe who's living in a dorm. So I've been going to stores around the Ames and Des Moines area, looking at what they have available and looking at how realistic it is for a student to try to grow their own food year-round.
And what kind of plant would you grow in that system?
Right now I am trying spinach, lettuce, peas, beans, tomatoes, parsley, and basil.
Okay, well, thank you very much for coming by.
Thank you.
And speaking with us. I'm here with Andrea Baish, who's an Iowa State student in agronomy and sustainable agriculture. And we've been talking about the plans for Food Day and the general philosophy and vision behind Food Day. We spoke with John Dean, who is the secretary for the Iowa Food Systems Council. And we spoke with Courtney Long, who is the sustainability director for Iowa State Dining. Also, we spoke with Angie Carter, a PhD student in the Sustainable Agriculture Department at Iowa State and a member of the Sustainable Agriculture Association, and Lauren Ingeborn, who is with the Culinary Science Club at Iowa State and the Food Science Club at Iowa State. And we heard a little bit from Pia Mak Bak, who is a Korean farmer.
And the president of the Korean Women's Peasant Association, winner of the 2012 Food Sovereignty Prize.
Food Day is being held on October 24th.
Displays, demonstrations that will be taking place. One is at the Free Speech Zone, which is just south of the library. And that is hosted by the Green Umbrella and Live Green. And that is, again, a part of National Campus Sustainability Day. So that's happening in the afternoon. And then also in the afternoon, south of McKay Hall, several of the student undergraduate student groups in the Food Science Human Nutrition Department are hosting a celebration of food. They're going to have canning demonstrations. They're going to be busting myths about food, sharing recipes. So them and the Student Organic Farm was also involved in that display. And then in the evening at Conversations Cafe, ISU Dining is featuring a local meal, and they're also bringing in different groups around the community who are interested in or promoting food access, food security. So there'll be an opportunity to meet some community groups at Conversations Cafe on campus in the evening on the 24th.
If you're listening to this show after the 24th, there is plenty of information on foodday.org. Also at dining.iastate.edu, there's information about Iowa State Dining. Okay, thank you, Andrea. And is there anything else that you want to that we haven't covered that we should talk about regarding Food Day or food in general?
Just keeping in mind that, you know, like Earth Day, when that comes around every year, you hear people say every day should be Earth Day. Every day should be Food Day. It's great to have a singular day to talk about these issues, but there are real issues and real successes that we can celebrate or discuss. So, you know, maybe this is the first you're thinking about this in Central Iowa or the community, but I encourage you, if you are, you know, if once you get the bug, like I said, once you scratch the surface, it's hard not to keep learning. At least that's what I've found. So I encourage you to live the Food Day mission beyond Food Day.
So when you eat dinner tonight, look at what you're eating and ask yourself, where did this come from?
Right. Once you start to do that, I find it's a slippery slope. It's hard to turn back and not think about it. So,
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
And this has been Local Talk, where we talk about the people, the stories, and the events of Central Iowa. And we've been talking about food and Food Day. And thanks for joining us, Andrea.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Here's some websites that may be of interest to you. Foodday.org, that's foodday.org, whyhunger.org. For information about sustainability practices at Iowa State and the food and the farm to ISU program, go to dining.iastate.edu/farm. That's dining.iastate.edu/farm. Also, OccupyTheWorldFoodPrize.com. Also, OccupyTheWorldFoodPrize.com. IowaFoodSystemsCouncil.org. That's IowaFoodSystemsCouncil.org. And for the website about where people share innovations, go to rndiy.org. That's RN as in Nancy, DIY.org. Also, for information about the Compost Day event on November 10th or the ISU Sustainability Panel on November 27th, you can contact Courtney Long at court7@iastate.edu. That's court7@iastate.edu. The music we've been listening to included Up the Street from You by Sam Knutson, Milk and Eggs, from the CD The Iowa City Song Project. We're So Lonely by Christopher the Conqueror from the album Iowa City Song Project, produced by Maximum Ames. Ancient Forest by Clannad. Our show's theme song is Backtrackin' by Al Harris and Tom Richards from their CD The Ballad of Kate Shelley. Thank you for listening today, and see you again on the radio.